Fish and Game official Brian Pearson talks about the importance of reporting wildlife crimes. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Our conservation officers rely on citizen reports to identify and investigate wildlife violations throughout the state. So dedicated sportsmen and women making the call and doing the right thing and reporting suspected wildlife violations really enable us to document and solve a lot of these cases. Even reporting small crimes can really make a big difference. As far as what folks can do to be a good witness, document as much as you can. A picture is worth 1,000 words. That holds true for documenting wildlife violations when you see them. Most people these days are carrying around a pretty powerful camera in their pockets with a cell phone. And getting a photo or video of the violation or violator without disturbing the scene can be really helpful for our officers. Also, with modern technology and GPS applications on your phone, you can really give us some good information by dropping a GPS point and then providing that to our conservation officers. Some other tips: just focus on the suspect. If you're calling to report a potential wildlife crime, we often receive reports but have little to no information about the offender. So identifying a suspect is often a challenge. And by people who are calling in to report wildlife crime, by providing information on possible suspects, that's really crucial to our conservation officers cracking cases.
Being responsible in the outdoors preserves hunting heritage. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.